Welcome to Oncology Nursing Update, Lymphoma and Multiple Myeloma Edition. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Ms. Amy Goodrich, and she began by discussing a 66-year-old man from her practice.
He was diagnosed in 2006 with his CLL. He got a lot of standard therapies. He got just about everything under the sun. He was 55 at the time, so he got FCR at that time. He relapsed several years later. He got BR. He got idelalisib and rituximab and had colitis. And they did not rechallenge him. He had some GI bleeding as well at that point in time. Then he went on to get obinutuzumab. And when he came to us, he was really sick. He was having fevers. He had huge lymph nodes. His counts were not horrible, but he was just diaphoretic continuously. He was a guy who wasn't going to brew long. He really needed something. And as we went through his records, we realized he had never had mutational testing done. He had never had FISH studies done. So he certainly is someone who, when you look at his history, probably started out with normal or favorable cytogenetics, and then over time became less and less responsive to therapy, including things that should work with 17P, like the idelalisib, like the ofatumumab. So we, at that time, because he had had this relatively recent history of GI bleeding, his local doctor gave him an ibrutinib script. And his wife, who is really she's a great historian, she really is all over this, she looked at the side effects and said, he's not taking this, it's time for us to really get another opinion. And so they came to Hopkins. And fortunately, at that time, venetoclax was available.
So this was around June of 2016.
Correct.
And was he working? What was his quality of life like?
No, he was not working. He had retired by that time. He was a guy who really liked to be outdoors. He was an avid gardener and really had stopped doing everything. Literally had stopped doing everything. He was on the sofa all day long. His fatigue was really life-altering. So again, he was somebody who needed treatment. So it took us a little bit to sort him out in terms of getting all these studies done and figuring out that he had a 17P. And so his creatinine clearance was around 30. He had bulky adenopathy. He was sick. So he was someone who we really followed the package insert and admitted him for his 20 milligram dose. You know, venetoclax is, you know, you move the doses up because of the risk for tumor lysis syndrome. So if you look at the package insert, everyone should be monitored for tumor lysis syndrome, but if folks meet certain criteria, you should consider admitting them. And since the drug was really relatively new and this guy was clearly sick and on the older side, we admitted him for his 20 milligram dose and then his 50 milligram escalation. He had no problems with tumor lysis syndrome. He was just in for a couple nights and got out, but has remained on the drug. His lymph nodes within a couple months were gone. His symptoms really rapidly improved in terms of his fevers and his continuous state of being diaphoretic and his fatigue. And so for him, the most exciting thing, he was, the last time I saw him, which was in the past month, he was planting his garden. He was planting his spring garden. His wife was so happy that he was, you know, really feeling well enough to get back to a lot of the things that had fallen off for him in his retirement years. So
that's an amazing story.
It's a great story.
So at this point, does he have any evidence of disease?
So we have not marrowed him in terms of his scans, which was really what prompted us to treat him. His nodes have almost normalized. So the last time we scanned him, he was in a really good PR.
So I'm going to go back through this man's history because it seems like he's gotten treated with almost everything he used for CLL.
And yeah, absolutely.
Sort of go through it. But I'm curious, how long has it been since he felt this good?
Oh, it was really between the bendamustine and the idelalisib, so probably 2012.
So maybe 5 years?
Yeah, maybe 5 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So he's thrilled. His wife is thrilled. They are very happy people.
Wow. What's it like to see him walk into clinic nowadays?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, he was somebody who we were really worried about. And, you know, we were really worried about just getting the oral drug, just obtaining it, which we all know can take some time. And I was really anxious about him during that period that we were going back and forth and just trying to get him the drug. So he was a sick guy who pretty quickly turned around.